Welcome back, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded SEMA show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and always one of my favorite events to attend. I've been coming here for umpteen years, and this gentleman sitting alongside me has been with us many times on the radio, and it's great to have him back with us. SEMA President and CEO Chris Kirsten, welcome back to the show. How you doing, Chris?
It's great to be here, Bob. Wonderful, wonderful week that we've had here, huh?
Absolutely. And I like to always remind folks about the overall size and scope of the show. I mean, I've been talking to some folks in Las Vegas. Is it true that this is actually the second largest convention in all of Las Vegas?
It's actually one of the biggest trade events that happens in the country each year. So I think this year will probably be the second biggest, not just in Las Vegas, but in the country.
Wow. And people come not only from all across North America, but people come from all over the world to this event.
Yeah, it's truly a global event now. And I think this year, both the buyer attendees from around the world are up substantially, and also the media attendees.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we, in all these emerging markets, there are folks who love cars and trucks, and the world figures that out pretty quick. And so our businesses and the media who serve those businesses and that consumer, they're all interested in coming to the SEMA show, looking at all the great new innovations, the great products that we have to take back to their markets.
And I've heard you've had a lot of first-time exhibitors here at the show for 2010.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the stunning facts about the SEMA show. Each year, we have somewhere in the range between 1,800 and 2,000 companies come to the show to exhibit. And out of those companies, each year, somewhere between 300 and 400, and some years we've had as many as 500, are new, first-time exhibiting manufacturers of a product, which is really, I think, testimony to the amount of innovation and the creativity that comes from this sector of the automotive market.
So true. And another thing we should point out, the fact that so many of these businesses are family-owned. They're small businesses. And I've heard some folks say that there are more small businesses on site here than any place you can find in the world or here in North America.
Well, this is, by our best estimation, the biggest gathering of small businesses that happens each year in the country.
Wow.
We have over 100,000 attendees at this show, and 50,000 of those are buyer attendees representing retail and jobber-level, installer-level businesses all over the country. And we've got some 2,000 manufacturers here, so it's pretty stunning.
And every year, you never know what to expect when you come to SEMA. And
I have to tell you a great story.
Yeah,
you mentioned the first time exhibiting companies. So, you know, a lot of these companies, they come, and if they have a successful product, they may get picked up by other companies. They may live on and continue
sure.
to grow. What
yeah.
have you? We had our new products awards breakfast first thing this morning.
Yeah.
It's one of the big deals at the show.
Of course.
And we had a fella who was a first-time exhibitor who, when he came up to win an award that they'd been given, had tears in his eyes. He said, down to his last dollar.
You're kidding.
Investing to get to this show.
Wow.
And here it was, the make-or-break time for the introduction of his product. And his company, first-time exhibitor, wins a SEMA new product award.
What a great
puts
story.
Him on the map. You know, the guy was really just completely blown away. It was a wonderful story, wonderful thing to see. So that's what the SEMA show is for.
Absolutely, and you got to admire the gentleman's courage for putting it all on the line and having that faith in that product, and kind of a little touch of the American dream there.
We have more entrepreneurs running around this building in a 4-day period than you probably get anywhere on the planet.
Chris, I remember a time, 10 years ago or so, that, the OEMs, the car companies, and the aftermarket were kind of, at swords points. But you guys have made such tremendous, tremendous gains in that area, in that now an aftermarket company can actually get confidential information about a product that's going to be released before it goes into production so that they can have their aftermarket accessories ready to go. And what an achievement that was.
Yeah, it's really been wonderful progress that's been made over the last 10 years. And it's born of the matter that the vehicle manufacturers and our industry recognize the collaborative opportunities they have and recognize that if our industry lights up the world with great examples of cool cars and trucks,
yeah,
it reflects really well on the OE or the vehicle manufacturer's original product, and that helps them sell stuff. It's the same reason they're involved in racing. It's the same,
yep,
same reason that they're involved in all sorts of project vehicles. It's about getting out there in front of the end consumer, and this helps.
More and more people are getting into vehicle customization, whether it's appearance stuff, whether it's performance stuff, and that's all what SEMA is about. I mean, it's about putting your own personal stamp on your vehicle, and finally the car companies are getting it, and this is not just a trend that's small, this is exploding.
It really is. We really appreciate what's happening. We have technology transfer programs where our members are able to tap into the computer-assisted design data so that they're able to quickly bring products to market for these new models. The vehicle manufacturers do a great job of making vehicles available to our industry for all sorts of research, development, and measuring type activity. And all that stuff helps to bring those products out and have them ready when these new models are hitting the showrooms.
Chris, lots of new things to tell the folks about for 2010. Number one, you guys gave out for the first time some awards, and it happened actually here today. Tell us about these very special awards.
Yeah, very exciting new program. This is the SEMA Award for the hottest car, the hottest truck, the hottest 4x4 SUV. You look around the SEMA show each year, and you realize that these manufacturers who exhibit here, they have a limited amount of space, and they make a choice about the vehicle platforms they're going to use to display their whole year's worth of hard work, innovation, and new products that come from all of that. And so it's a very powerful decision. They want to win the day. They want to have vehicles that they believe are the trendsetters where the buyers and the media here at the show are going to say, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And so we decided it would be a great program to tally that vote, to go around the show literally after all the vehicles were in last night and see which vehicle is the most popular vehicle this year in each one of those categories. Which one do people think is leading in terms of trend setting for that category? So we're pleased to announce we just came from the award ceremony. Our SEMA Award hottest car is the Chevy Camaro.
Mm.
Our SEMA Award for hottest truck is the Ford F-150.
Wow.
And our SEMA Award hottest 4x4 SUV is the Jeep Wrangler.
Very good.
Very exciting.
Some great choices there. And the other thing that you guys have done that is so wonderful is that you've opened up this first-time challenge, basically, for folks to participate online, to kind of guess which vehicles were going to win these awards. And I understand that there was a great kind of caveat at the end that if they chose correctly, they have an opportunity to come here next year.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, you kind of take cues from things that work. You look at the Oscars, and you notice that the fun of the Oscars, the Academy Awards, is all the discussion that goes on after the nominees are named.
Yes.
You know, the day the award is given, people celebrate the winner the next day, but the fun of it is that run-up. So we've created the Contenders Program, and early on, several months ago, we identified the vehicles in each one of those categories that are creating buzz in our industry this year. And we have a number of ways to kind of gauge that buzz. And so we opened that discussion up to enthusiasts all over the country, went online, made known that we were doing this contest. And the contest was for you to predict, out of those contenders, which ones would ultimately win the SEMA Award Hottest Vehicle. So if you are a winner,
yeah,
you submitted and you are a winner,
okay,
your name will go into a drawing to win an all-expense-paid trip to the SEMA show next year. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've got some enthusiasts out there who are checking their tickets right now.
And they also get a VIP tour at next year's SEMA.
It'll be a really deluxe presentation for whoever has the opportunity to come.
When I'm winning, I love it when I lose.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63 for us really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car really and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan, and we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the Specialty Equipment Market Association Show 2010 in Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is Bob Long, and joining us here on the program is a guy I've known for many, many years. He is National Retail Accounts Manager for Royal Purple. Let's all welcome Jared Martin. Jared, how you doing?
Doing very well, Bob. Good to see you again.
Well, another year, another SEMA. I would imagine SEMA is an extremely important venue for the Royal Purple brand.
Absolutely. It's the do-not-miss show of the year. Everybody comes out from all corners of the country and even all corners of the world, overseas and everything. It's a real good chance to showcase your new products and just to stay in tune with the performance aftermarket.
I know I get a lot of questions from time to time from folks who want to know more about the start of the Royal Purple brand. Number one, it's a very unusual name. I mean, who came up with the idea to name a motor oil Royal Purple?
Well, actually, telling the history of the brand is to tell of how the name came to be. Originally, Royal Purple started back in the early 80s. John Williams was really heavy into the industrial side of the petrochemical industry, and he was one of the first to play around with synthetics. John was actually troubleshooting a problem for a very large customer of ours here on the Gulf Coast, and this customer was losing thousands, if not millions, in downtime daily, losing pumps, losing gears. John essentially solved the problem over the course of about 4 to 5 months. And this customer was obviously enthused. He said, well, look, you know, I want my guys in the plant to be able to differentiate this stuff when we've got a troubled piece of equipment from everything else they're using. Now, I've got brown oils, I've got blue oils, I've got red oils. And John said, well, how about I make you a purple oil? We'll take the red and the blue, and we'll make purple. And the guy said, great, sounds like a great idea. And John said, well, you know, purple's always been associated with royalty, so let's just call it Royal Purple. And that was really the beginning. So, you know, we really started off as an industrial oil company lubricating, you know, million-dollar pieces of equipment for longevity and giving them better performance. And biggest benefit we've offered in industrial applications is energy savings. You know, we'll walk into a plant and save them 8 to 10% on their energy savings, which is usually their biggest biggest bill they have. So, and that carries over as well into the motorsports end of it. So, and really the whole automotive division and really consumer products division was started by demand. We had guys in these plants that would see the performance that we would bring to the pieces of equipment they're working on daily, and they said, hey, man, I got this dirt track car I race on the weekends, or I've got this little 12.5 car, 10.5 car I race on the weekends. Do you have anything for that? I'm like, oh, sure. So John blended up some of the XP, what's now known as the XPR oils, and really the rest is history. So it just kind of was a pull-through from the consumer side.
And certainly from a marketing perspective, when you see that purple bottle with the yellow cap, I mean, that in itself is very unique in this automotive marketplace.
Absolutely. It really pops off the shelf, and it really that's what we're known for, is that very, and we've actually trademarked the color as well, so just because that's our calling card.
Let's talk a little bit more about racing. Well, we were chatting off air briefly, and I brought up the point that it seems like racing is very much a part of the DNA of what makes up the Royal Purple experience, the Royal Purple company.
Really, it was. In the early days, you know, we were very much into the hardcore end of it. One of our original formulators was a man by the name of Jody Williams, who we lost a little bit about 18 months ago. He was the biggest gearhead you'd ever meet.
And, really?
And I had so much respect for Jody Williams. I mean, he was one of the smartest men I ever met, just a brilliant chemist and as well a gearhead. So he was the best of both worlds. Usually you don't see those two paths intersect very often. So,
but it's a rare commodity.
Absolutely. Yeah, usually you're one or the other. But he had a lot of great crossover there. And Jody was very supportive of racing. Big circle track, big interested into that. And that's, you know, we really got our start in drag racing. And Jody was able to get a lot, you know, more power for these people. That was the big thing. Not only were we providing greater protection, but, you know, in the typical pro stock car over their break-in oil, we're picking up 30, 40 horsepower, and which is huge in that class of racing. You know, and that carried over into several different forms of racing. And Jody was really on the leading edge of performance lubricants. Most people thought of it, well, I just need to put a lubricant in here to make it last. That's all I'm concerned about. And Jody said, well, let's take it a step further. Let's look at it as actually a performance product. And that's where we went, and that's really where we got our start in racing.
And then today, of course, you sponsor and support a number of different motorsports and are very active in that community. I would imagine it's probably helpful from an engineering perspective as well, getting feedback from the racing teams.
Absolutely. It's been a very big part of R&D. There's no better place to really test new products, new formulations, new ideas, new additive technologies than in the applications which are going to hammer these products the most. That's really where you prove yourself. There is no more detrimental type environment than a racing engine. So if somebody's going to beat up an oil, that's where it's going to happen. So that's the best place to get your feedback. You know, you run it in a car, you take a look at, we get some used samples back, we see how the ad packs are holding up, see what kind of contamination. We also look at wear metals and all types of different things. There is no better application to get that research and development than from racing.
Let's talk about some of the new products being launched here at SEMA 2010. Racing oils, What's new for Royal Purple?
We've actually just developed, we've been working for about the past 18 months on a new NHRA Pro Stock oil. And right now, it's actually leading Pro Stock oil out there. It's making the most horsepower, and also more importantly to those guys, it's producing the most vacuum, which is a big issue for these guys racing Pro Stock. So it's a new product called XPR 3.1, and really it's why we named it 3.1 is that is its viscosity and centistokes. There's really no SAE grade low enough to really tell you what this is. Literally, it looks like purple Kool-Aid. And these guys are putting it into, you know, $100,000 Pro Stock motors and actually doing very well. So it's definitely a step beyond our racing 2008, the XPR 2008, which it replaced and which has been very popular for about the past 10, 12 years. And it's been making a lot of power, so it's doing really well in NHRA Pro Stock.
Another product I know that you've introduced here at SEMA is in the automatic transmission fluid area, and this is a racing automatic transmission fluid. Tell us more about that, Jared.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always had a what we call a consumer product type ATF called Max ATF, and that's for most of your late model applications. This product is essentially like going back old school. It's like a Type F, and the reason why it's a benefit, you know, particularly in drag racing applications, is it's essentially an R&O oil. It contains no friction modifiers. What you find in late model passenger vehicles is they'll actually be formulated with friction modifiers to induce a certain degree of slippage, so it's smoother shifting. People don't want to feel the shifts anymore. Well, not so good for drag racing. You tend to blacken clutches. You tend to get a lot of oxidation, a lot of wear when you have that slippage with a high horsepower type car. So what we've developed now is we've got basically a very firm shifting Type F type fluid, and that's going to be the racing ATF. So really consistent performance, has an extremely high viscosity index, high quality synthetic base oil. So you get, even if you have to round robin your drag car like we see on some of these TV shows,
yeah,
it's going to stay consistent. You're going to get consistent ATs, you know, real good for bracket racing.
That's excellent. Before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out all the contact information for Royal Purple? And by the way, is it available across the nation in retailers? Where can folks find these products?
It is available nationwide in the O'Reilly CSK stores, as well as Pep Boys, Advance Auto Parts, AutoZone, Napa Auto Parts, and now CarQuest. We just recently added CarQuest earlier this year.
And the official website for Royal Purple is quite simple.
Very simple, www.royalpurple.com.
You guys make a number of other products as well, including something I'm very fond of called Purple Ice. Tell our listeners all across North America about this product.
I'm very fond of that product as well, living in Houston. So, Purple Ice is a surfactant. Can be used with any color, antifreeze, any concentration, antifreeze. It can even be used in straight water if you've got a racing application where antifreeze is outlawed in case it ends up on the track. So it can be used really in any cooling system. What it does is it reduces the surface tension of the water or water antifreeze mix, and what it does is it increases the heat transfer rate.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Troy Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here on the radio program that has been on the air since 1992. You're listening to Auto World, and today we are at SEMA 2010 in Las Vegas, and I'm joined by a gentleman that I've had the pleasure of interviewing a number of times. He is Brian Bolane. He is the National Manager for Marketing and Lifestyle Strategy for Lexus. Brian, how you doing? We finally meet in person.
Finally in person. Oh, it's a pleasure.
And you can see I have a face for radio, so... But let's talk about all the cool things going on here. Lexus has got a huge presence at the SEMA show.
I'm pleased. This is our fourth year.
Wow.
At SEMA. You know, when we started 4 years ago, I think people wondered, what's Lexus even doing at SEMA? And now I think we've made ourselves into kind of an expectation here. People have kind of seek us out now. So it's really good news to be here and kind of feel welcome as a brand here.
Excellent. And certainly the SEMA show has really become such an important piece of the equation for the OEMs. I mean, years ago, there were not that many OEMs that participated. But nowadays, I mean, this is on the list, right, with all the international auto shows.
It is. You know, we've made it part of our character to start letting people think about what their car would look like, not just how we envision a car being, but how would someone else envision a Lexus. And I think SEMA gives us a chance to show people that. And by having builders, you know, create cars for us, they're expressing their own personality through our vehicle, and I think that's a really interesting proposition.
Let's talk about one of the newest vehicles. It's very exciting. It's kind of one of the vehicles that really set the tone for the new direction of Lexus in the area of eco-friendly vehicles. It's a CT. Tell us all about it, and you've got some really cool ones on display here at SEMA.
We have a really fantastic kind of concept version of CT here. We're showing it with some F-Sport trim, and I think you and I have talked about F-Sport in the past.
Sure, absolutely.
CT will be introduced in the end of the first quarter, 2011, so we're a few months away from launch, but we will introduce some F-Sport parts to go with the car when it really comes to market. So there's a little bit of fantasy in the car we're showing. showing here, but a little bit of reality as well.
For those of our listeners who haven't had a chance to check out some of the early photos of the CT, explain to our listeners a little bit about the vehicle.
A couple really important facts about the vehicle. First of all, it will have the highest combined EPA mileage estimate in all of luxury in the United States. So that's big news. 43 miles per gallon in the city. 40 on the highway, 42 combined. That's a big number for us. Other important thing about CT is it's going to be the new entry point for Lexus. So it will be priced below the IS250, which has historically been our kind of starter Lexus. So a new place to come into the brand and get the highest mileage and luxury at the same time.
Size-wise, where does the CT fit in the lineup and in all the global marketplace?
Absolutely. It's a premium compact is sort of the official name for the segment. Really, it's part of near luxury.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to compare it to an IS, proportionally it's very similar, but instead of being a kind of a traditional three box with a trunk, you're looking at a five door, so more of a two box design. So as a result, it's about a foot shorter than the IS and a couple hundred pounds lighter than the IS, but interior space is very close to IS.
And of course, since it's a Lexus, it's going to have all of the premium luxury accoutrements and the wonderful interior treatments as well.
Yeah, it does actually. And I always say this may be our least expensive Lexus in the near future, but it is certainly not our cheapest Lexus by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, when people take a glance at the interior, I think they'll start to get a sense of what the future of Lexus may look like, both on the inside and the outside.
That's great. And again, this is going to go on sale right after the first of the year or a few months in?
Around the 1st of March. And,
okay.
Of course, when it goes on sale now, it'll be our fifth hybrid in the lineup.
Wow. That's something that I think a lot of folks don't realize, how much of a leader Lexus has been in the luxury marketplace.
Absolutely. You know, the first hybrid that we introduced was the first luxury hybrid, was the RX in 2005. So here we are 5.5 years into participating in that market, and we're going on number five vehicle. So we got the CT, the HS, the RX, a GS, and an LS, all in hybrids. So we're pretty proud of bringing that to the forefront.
Excellent. And, of course, everybody's talking about the supercar from Lexus. I got to ask you about the LFA. I know just taking a look at this vehicle on the showroom floors as well as the auto show floors, but I've actually seen a few out at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and what a treat to see those vehicles actually on the highway.
The LFA, I guess I've had the good fortune of driving it.
Wow.
On a racetrack as well as on the public roads, and I've been driven on a racetrack, and maybe that's the biggest thrill, right? Because to be driven by someone like Scott Pruitt, who can drive it to the fullest extent of its ability, is a thrill. That car is fantastic. There's one here at the show over in the CEC wheel booth, and they've actually got two different new wheel designs that they've created specifically for the LFA.
Wow. And you guys did something very unusual with the LFA in that in order to prevent what commonly happens with the introduction of a new supercar, the extreme bumping of price that goes up, or the kind of turning around the vehicle trying to make a profit.
The speculation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very well said. You kind of circumvented that whole situation by doing something very unique in the marketplace.
Right. We're asking that anyone who wants to acquire an LFA do it in one of two ways. Either they purchase it outright or however they wish, but that we retain the right of first refusal to should they decide to sell it within the first 2 years, or we ask that they enter the acquisition process in a lease with intent to purchase. So it's not like a traditional lease, of course. It's about three quarters up front,
yeah,
and about one quarter at the end. And again, we're just trying to keep the speculators from driving the price up so that everyone gets into the LFA at the same acquisition cost.
Who are you finding to be some of the buyers of the LFA?
Well, without naming names, it's an amazing array of people, and it would run the spectrum you might imagine, but it might also go into an area that you can't imagine, because a lot of these people are fairly, I'll say, invisible. I don't mean that in a bad way, but there are a lot of self-made
entrepreneurs
whose,
yep,
names won't be in the forefront of your mind, mm-hmm, but they've made a name for themselves in whatever industry they chose to specialize in. And we also find that a lot of them have previous supercar experience, so they won't be coming to the LFA cold. They're in a Ferrari, they're in a Lamborghini, they're in a Porsche, and they do often drive their cars. They're not just letting them sit in a garage, and they enjoy tracking their cars, which is another nice thing to hear. So we hope that at the end of the day, globally, after the 500 cars are all delivered, they won't just disappear. We'll see them day to day.
Excellent. And as far as the CT is concerned, who are you targeting demographically with that vehicle?
Well, I think with this car, you know, we have a couple things working for us. First of all, the five-door body style has a ton of versatility.
Yeah. Right?
So I think that alone can help us talk to a buyer who wants more out of one product than a traditional sedan offers. And then beyond that, being that it will be our new entry point in terms of pricing, again, we can move down to a buyer maybe who's coming to luxury for the first time.
Personally, I like the five-door designs. In the past, Americans have shied away from that, and now it seems to be a trend that more and more are going back to it. But the versatility that you have with a five-door is unmatched.
And I think when you talk to a younger person who says, well, I can only have one car, but I need that one car to do a lot of things. You know, when you look at a more traditional Lexus buyer over the past 20 years, these are not one-car households for the most part.
Right.
They can have an SUV and a sedan and a coupe or a convertible. This is a new game, like a little new paradigm. You know, the shift that's going on in U.S. society relative to luxury purchases, I like to think of it as a generational transformation. This is a whole new buyer coming into luxury in the next 5 years. And I think this car helps us introduce ourselves to them in a very meaningful way.
Will it be available in the all-wheel drive configuration?
No, it's a front-wheel drive car. So it's built off of a very sophisticated platform, though, I have to say. We probably should cover a little bit about
it. Sure, absolutely.
Because the driving characteristic, I think, will surprise people two ways. One, it doesn't feel like a traditional Lexus, and two, it doesn't feel like a traditional hybrid. So I think we're trying to find a formula that really says there's no sacrifice anymore with a hybrid. This is not a soft, cushy car. This is a very engaging vehicle.
Well, Brian, it's a pleasure to spend time with you here at the SEMA show, and can't wait to get over to your booth and check out all the wonderful offerings.
And we need to get you in an LFA.
You're absolutely right.
We'll do that.
No arguments here. I'm Bob Long. He's Brian Bolane from Lexus. Don't go away.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much as we bring you extensive coverage of the SEMA Show 2010. My name is Bob Long, joined by a great friend of mine. This gentleman and I have known each other for umpteen years. We'll talk a little bit about that off the top. He is the director of mobile music for Sony, Mr. Mike Kahn. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon. It's great to be back here at SEMA. It's great to be here in Las Vegas. It's a beautiful day outside. Hey! Before I forget, congratulations on your new edition.
Thank you. I'm a late bloomer. My dad was 48, actually, when he had his first child and only child, me, so I'm following in his footsteps in that department. So, translation, Mike, I'll be on the air till I'm 90.
I love it. Next generation car lover right there. We've got to
exactly.
Make sure to get some car stereo equipment and let them rock out in the cradle.
That would be fantastic. So, let's talk a little bit about you and I. We go back so far. I think we first met at the Consumer Electronics Show. I've been going to the Consumer Electronics Show since I first started my Auto World show in 1992.
Oh, my gosh. Now we're dating me.
So how long have you been with Sony?
This is my 15th year with Sony.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. We started doing interviews way back
in the day.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, we've had lots of fun over the years.
For the record, it was still CD. CD was the thing.
Absolutely.
It wasn't A-track. It wasn't cassette. Let's not date ourselves too much.
It wasn't that slide-out turntable under the dash either.
That's
so.
Right.
We were moved. Matter of fact, I was doing a little research recently, and I found out a little factoid about CDs, and that's the fact that I believe Sony was the first manufacturer, even before an OEM, to offer a CD player in the car.
That's like correct.
1983 or so?
Yeah, 82. We did the in-dash CD, and then we were the first to do the trunk CD as well.
Wow.
And just like back then in the day, we're seeing these changes in music, and that's kind of the title mobile music now.
Yes.
Because there's so many different things going on in how consumers enjoy and consume electronic entertainment. And we saw the transition happen back in the day that we were referring
sure,
to,
yeah.
You know, and our love of rock and roll, the
yeah.
Boston rock,
absolutely.
Rock era coming out at that same time, moving from cassette, analog, and this was the beginning of CD, so it still was kind of a transition between digital to analog and analog back to digital. So what we're seeing now is this transition of moving away from optical and going direct digital and keeping it digital 24/7. So now we're talking about digital music players like the Walkman or like the iPod, like the Zune. So there's a wonderful world out there. And, you know, each of these transitions offers consumers a great opportunity to be able to enjoy that technology in the favorite American pastime, which is getting out on a nice drive in the afternoon.
Exactly. And ironically, I mean, all the digital technology today allows folks to do like we did back in the older days with the cassettes. You can basically make your own mixtape, except now it's on a digital device.
I do miss the old days of timing it exactly, counting down and trying to get the exact transitions.
Buy that single cut.
I'm going to buy the one cut that I like, and I'm going to buy it from my home or my office, and I'm going to make my life so much easier. And nowadays with Internet radio coming down the pipeline,
I know.
You don't even have to do that. You can download the style of music. You know, you can say, I like
exactly
the rock and roll era of Boston. And then the system, the Internet systems out there will actually start pulling up ideas for you and saying, well, if you like that, would you like this?
Yes.
And the more you do that, you discover new music that you may never have known or music that you hadn't heard in years and say, oh, I love that. And then you tag it. And then the system will, next time you link up with your PC, it'll go to the music store, like on iTunes, and offer the option for you to buy that track. So you can have it any time, not just, you know, waiting for the Internet radio to serve it up to you. You can play it any time you want on your MP3 player.
Which is just fantastic. And the streaming audio on your Bluetooth device in stereo, it's great to listen to talk radio that way as well. You can, you know, listen to stations not only from North America, but the world is at your disposal.
It's amazing. We live in an incredible technology time, and that's what Sony's all about, is making that technology easier to do while you're driving, reduce the amount of driver distraction, allow you to enjoy that technology so that you don't have to feel like you change your lifestyle every time you step into your car. You can bring that lifestyle with you.
Cool stuff. Navigation has really evolved, too. I remember those early nav units that you had to carry around umpteen CDs, and then they went to DVDs, and still, you know, that was kind of a pain. And now you guys have come up with just an incredible solution. Again, going to some of the great names in the industry, partnering up and doing what Sony does best, building the hardware and tapping into these other companies with their expertise. So you've got some really exciting news to tell us here, Mike.
I do. We just started shipping this. We're so excited. We partnered with a great company out there, one of the industry leaders out there, a company called TomTom. They've been building portable navigations for many, 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 many years. And what we've discovered over the years is there's some things that we do very, very well. Like you just mentioned, we build electronics, we design, we market, we sell. We really have that great hardware technology over 60 years now. But some of the things that we rely on the industry to help us with and partner together is with the exact charter of technology. And so this year when we decided to come back into the navigation market and integrate it into the car in a great aftermarket system, we wanted to partner with somebody that really had a lot of respect and a lot of great technology to offer. And we found that that company, TomTom, really offered some cutting-edge technology, and we'll talk a little bit about that. If you look at the need of the consumer today and you say, how can I make a system easier for the consumer to enjoy that technology in the car? There are three primary areas that they're looking to integrate. The first area we talked a little bit about already, which was the digital music player.
Sure.
And iPod, the folks over at Apple make a wonderful system. They have a lot of consumers in the U.S. and indeed around the world. So being able to integrate that system into the car in a seamless fashion and allowing them to access it through the head unit without having to take their eyes or their attention away from their drive makes it their life a lot easier and makes their life a lot more enjoyable in the car. So USB one wire. So we have that in this new system.
Great.
Wireless connectivity when it comes to mobile phone. We all know, and now with
sure.
your young one, you have to stay in touch with the family
absolutely
all the time. So getting into the car, you want to be able to have an experience that allows you to be able to access your phone. Of course, we recommend if you're going to have a call, you know, pull over and concentrate on the call and then get back to driving. But we know a lot of consumers today, we digital technology, and we have to have it 24/7 in order to be able to do that. Bluetooth connectivity or hands-free, and there are a lot of choices out there in the industry right now. It's a great time to be a consumer, and it's a great time for the industry to support that kind of demand. So we do that as well. I just mentioned we do the wireless Bluetooth music, which is very important too.
Yeah.
So I can actually, I don't even have to hook up the USB wire. I can have it sent electronically, wire-free to my head unit. That's the Bluetooth stereo.
That's cool.
Sony's one of the unique companies out there really promoting that kind of, that edge of the technology.
Yeah.
And then that third and final strategy or column that consumers are looking to help them with is worry-free driving when it comes to getting from point A to point B, and that's navigation. And we see a lot of consumer demand in navigation and in navigation technology and integration. And how can we integrate their life easier? You've got smartphones now that have navigation systems. You've got portable navigation systems. But those systems, even though they're out there, they don't integrate easily into the car environment.
Yes.
The best way that we've seen is the integrated dash. And
yes,
the manufacturers have known this for years, and they build great navigation systems.
Right.
Right into the car, but they're usually a pretty expensive option.
Yeah.
What we do with TomTom is we take a snapshot. Every 5 seconds, that system is taking a snapshot of that car as it moves through that.
Amazing.
Map. Now you've got millions upon millions of users who are using TomTom technology around
right.
the world and in the U.S., and they opt in to, it's a grand social experiment,
yeah.
where the system anonymously grabs your actual speed on that road throughout the day, and they start generating these unique traffic profiles they call IQ routes.
Wow.
Throughout the day.
Cool stuff.
So it actually predicts,
yeah.
if I'm going to go from Boston to New York,
yeah.
the system will actually predict what my real traffic experience will be like.
Yeah.
And I don't have to wait for real-time traffic updates, which we both know
yeah.
a lot of times aren't real-time at all.
No.
It actually is giving me a really accurate picture of that route.
Yes.
And the other thing you mentioned that TomTom does quite nicely is this map share.
Yes.
And the map share technology they developed is wonderful. Use that example, that horrific accident that happened in Minneapolis a few years ago. It's a sad example, but it really shows how this system works. There was a major highway collapsed, and that thoroughfare was out for maybe 3 or 4 months. It was a major repair. With inside 3 hours of that accident happening, over 12 TomTom users had already updated
wow.
the TomTom website so that all of the TomTom consumers were
everybody
getting
knew.
Update
yep.
within 12 hours that the system would automatically route and realize that you can't cross that highway anymore.
That's remarkable.
If you had a brand new car, you had just purchased that brand new car from the dealership
yeah.
and you drove off the dealership that day, it would be about a year before you could update that map. And by the time you update the map, that road would be open again.
Exactly.
So having the ability to update your mapping technology, that's vital. And our map, just like a fine wine, gets better over time. As opposed to a lot of maps out there where you get them, you can't update them.
Yeah.
You have to wait for that next update. The one thing we can say is the second you install it, it's going
wow.
to start getting bad, worse and worse and worse.
Well,
with the Sony system, with TomTom navigation, it gets better over time.
There he is, the man himself. He is the director of mobile music for Sony, Mike Kahn. Thanks for joining us here in Las Vegas at the Convention Center. CES is just around the bend, my friend. You'll be there. I'll be there. We'll do it again.
We got a lot of great new stuff coming down the pipeline for CES, too. It's an exciting time to be in business. It's an exciting time to be a consumer.
Excellent. He's Mike Kahn. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming back with more of our coverage of CES 2010.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.